Chapter 12. For the Love of a Man.
John Thornton is a kind man. He lets Buck rest for many days. Gradually, Buck's wounds heal, his muscles get stronger, and he gets fatter. Thornton has two other dogs. Skeet is a little Irish setter who takes care of Buck. Nig is a huge, black, friendly dog. Thornton's dogs like Buck a lot. They are not jealous of him. As Buck gets better, the dogs play many games together. For the first time since he came to the Northland, Buck feels truly happy. Thornton is a good master. Many men think dogs are working machines, but Thornton treats them like his children. He talks to them, he strokes them, he takes them for long walks in the forest. Buck loves to feel Thornton's hand on his back. He loves his new master. He lies next to him for hours, looking at his face. He studies his emotions and moods. He follows him everywhere. He doesn't want Thornton to pass out of his life like all his other masters. He adores him.
"Buck,"
says Thornton, smiling.
"You are almost human."
But this domestic life is hard for Buck. He is a primitive dog now, a dog of the Northland, rugged, strong, and wild. His face is covered in scars. He is a fighter and has won many battles. Skeet and Nig never fight. They are dogs of the Southland, gentle and civilized. Buck sits quietly next to Thornton. He thinks about this comfortable life he has now, and he remembers the past. He remembers the fights with dogs and wolves and the hard work of the trails. Often he hears the wild wolves calling far away in the wilderness. He wants to run to them. It is in his nature. Instead, he stretches out by the fire near John Thornton and dreams. Buck obeys his master in everything. One day, Thornton and his friends, Pete and Hans, are sitting on a high mountain ledge. Thornton jokes,
"Jump, Buck! Go on, jump!"
The ledge is more than 300 feet high, but Buck jumps because his master tells him to. Thornton grabs him just in time and pulls him to safety.
"Phew, that is a very loyal dog,"
says Pete.
"Buck's loyalty is frightening,"
replies Thornton.
"It's splendid, but it's frightening too."
"Anyone who tries to hurt you will be in big trouble,"
jokes Pete.
"Buck's teeth are very sharp."
One day, a man does try to hurt John Thornton. Black Burton picks a fight with Buck's master in a bar in the town. He hits Thornton, and he falls down. Buck is watching and begins to growl furiously. He springs on Burton and tears at his throat. Burton falls on the ground, blood pouring from his neck. He screams in terror. Someone in the crowd grabs Buck and pulls him off Burton. Everyone is shouting and crying. Later, the miners of the town have a meeting. They decide that Burton started the fight, and they give Buck back to his master. But now, everyone knows what a fierce, loyal dog Buck is. Soon, he is famous all over Alaska. Later in the year, Buck saves Thornton's life again. Hans, Pete, and Thornton are canoeing down 40 Mile Creek. Hans and Pete go ashore, but Thornton stays in the canoe. Buck is on the shore. He is worried for his master. Suddenly, the strong current tips the little canoe over and carries Thornton away downstream. The water is wild here. No one can swim against this current. Buck jumps into the water and swims after his master. The furious water pushes him back, but he keeps going on. He grabs Thornton's clothes with his teeth. He uses his great strength to slowly swim with Thornton in the wild water towards the shore. But the current is too strong even for Buck, and Thornton's body hits the rocks. Thornton knows that they can't get to the shore. He grabs onto a slippery rock.
"Go, Buck, go!"
shouts Thornton. Buck hears the command and swims towards the shore. Pete and Hans pull him out of the water. Then they run down the shore to help Thornton. They know that Thornton can only hold onto the slippery rock for a short time. They throw him a rope. They attach the other end of the rope to Buck's shoulders. He pulls very hard, like he used to pull the sled. Slowly, he pulls Thornton to the shore. He is very weak, but he grabs Buck around the neck and hugs him fiercely. Some of Buck's bones are broken after this terrible adventure, and he is very sick for many days. But his great love for Thornton gives him the will to survive and saves his life.